Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. The Sudanese government recently returned 19 confiscated properties to the Sudanese Church of Christ. Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the outlook for religious freedom in Sudan remains grim. However, people are becoming strong followers of Jesus through discipleship. Please praise God for the churches that got their land back and pray for our persecuted Christian brothers and sisters in Sudan to persist in their faith. Meanwhile, only 26 of the world's 350 sign languages have any scripture, and no sign language has a complete Bible. Deaf Bible Society's Kristen Dodd explained sign languages weren't verified as real languages until the 1960s. Then Christians began to realize that since they're uniquely distinct languages, each sign language needs its own translation. It's a lot of ground left to cover. Please ask God how He wants you to respond and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. A service of One Way Ministries, I'm Dodd Morris.